This and more on Glorious Morning, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back. This is the Maranatha Drive right here, where we are discussing matters pertaining to salvation. This week, covering Voice of Prophecy lesson number 6, A Second Chance at Life. And we are talking the three steps to salvation. And Mfundisi Wethu, our pastor, Pastor Kaliza, will be getting us through this discussion. Mfundisi, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Much better, much better. Thank you so much for that. Mfundisi, maybe let's jump straight into the discussion. Does everybody need saving?
Everyone needs salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everyone needs salvation. And God has done everything possible for everyone to be saved.
Mm.
Except there is a part of human being
that they must do,
that needs attended to.
There is a part that they need attending to. Talk to us then, Mfundisi, that when they say salvation, I mean, this lesson puts a title, The Steps to Salvation, Three Steps to Salvation. I mean, is it as simple as taking steps? I mean, salvation, is it one of those take, you know, almost like instructions to a cooking book, you know, step number one, step number two? Is it so straightforward to be saved?
Okay. When you look at salvation in its broader picture, mm-hmm. and sense, the lesson quite right says there are three simple steps.
Okay.
It is not as easy as it is said, three simple steps.
Okay.
Because there are many factors that determine certain things that we encounter and that we meet on the way.
All right.
And in line with this, these three steps that are being said, you are talking about asking Christ to deal with our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at that, asking Christ to deal with our sin, already it shows man has a point which they must do, mm-hmm. which is asking Christ.
Okay.
There is man there who must sit on the side of being willing to ask from Jesus Christ. But then the issue is, how does man ask Christ?
Mm.
To deal with his own sin, meaning he has to lay his sin so that Jesus Christ can deal with the sin. But how will man do that? And the first thing that I'll say is man needs to ask Christ through the issue of repentance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because we need repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, Mfundisi, we're here. We can hear you loud and clear. Oh, Pastor Kaliza, can you hear us? Okay, the pastor is connected, but somehow it seems like he is not hearing us, and the line has gone. We thought that our wars were over, but it seems they are not at all. They are not at all. Let's see what we can do to have that line reconnected. We are in discussion, Mfundisi Kaliza. He just mentioned something very key there to say, you know, there is a role for man to play. You know, you've always heard about how you do nothing at all. It's just by Jesus alone. Yeah, no, true, true. But to receive that is up to man. That's why even that verse, the most popular text of all time, John chapter 3 and 16, it says, whosoever will. In other words, Christ is not going to force his salvation upon you or me or anybody else. You must desire to be saved. And you must raise your hand and say, I'm willing, King Jesus. Can you make a difference in my life? Then he can come in. He's a gentleman, you see. He doesn't force himself upon us and just say, because I made you, I need to save you. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So we've heard that you need a part to play, right? You must ask him to take away the sin. But also, you must then repent. I think we touched on this one earlier on when we were discussing in matters of change, to say all the prayer in the world for salvation won't help you if you don't change your ways. I think it's Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, which speaks about how we need to repent. repent. He who confesses and turns away from his sins, he's the one who will obtain mercy. Mfundisi is back. Pastor Kaliza, welcome back. It seems like you're lying. Hey, it's misbehaving today.
Yeah, the network is quite bad. But what I'm saying is man needs to repent. Now, yes, repentance is sorrow for sin.
Okay.
It's like when you do something wrong, for you to be able to repent, you need to feel the pain. You need to feel the sorrow. Need to feel sorry.
Okay.
It would be that remorse.
All right.
That the human part should be able to feel. That's the reason why when you read the Acts chapter 3, verse 19, Peter tells the people to say, repent and turn away from all those wrong things so that then you may receive the salvation of the Lord and be rebaptized. And be baptized, because he understands repentance is not God who does it for me. It is me who is supposed to repent. Then the part of God in repentance is him then acts in forgiving me when I've repented.
Okay. Okay.
Because the repentance, the practical example I can give in a very quick manner is, it's like I'm holding on a pen and somebody tells me holding that pen is wrong. It is sin. So stop that. And I feel sorry that I've held that pen and it has made someone not to feel good. So I need to say I'm sorry for holding this pen. But as I say I'm sorry, I need to let go of the pen.
Okay.
Because
majority
of Christians are in a the most of Christians, we are in a situation of we want to say sorry but not willing to stop the wrong that we are doing. It's like the thief at the cross. You remember the story of Jesus at the cross and two thieves, one on the right, one on the left.
Yes.
The one on the left says to Jesus, hey, you always say you have salvation. You can save. So save yourself. In the first place, he is saying it as though Jesus is claiming. When you read, that is Luke chapter 23.
Yes.
When you read verse 39, it will tell you the criminal said to him, who was hanged, blasphemed him, saying, if you are Christ, save yourself and save us. So in first thing is that he's not believing this is Christ. It says, if you are, that's a conditional statement, save yourself and save us. Now he wants salvation without repentance. And this is where the most Christians are hanging. We want salvation without repentance. So we will talk about, no, we are sorry because there's something we are fearing ahead or maybe punishment and so on. But to let go of the problem that has sent us into sin, we are not much willing. So that's why one on the right quickly rebuked him and said, you, don't you fear God? And he turned to God and said, remember me in your kingdom when you come. And Jesus promised him, verily I say unto you today,
yes,
I will remember you. I will be with you in paradise. Because he looked at the two. One has accepted. We are wrong.
Yeah.
We are the ones who need. We are here rightly because we are punished for what we have done. But this. So we need to repent. And repentance is when you are going to the western direction and you are told, this is not right. Stop this. You say, sorry, I will not repeat this. And you turn and start going the other direction.
So it's marked not just by this sorry feeling, but actually doing something about the sorry feeling. Because sometimes we want to just say sorry and we think we are done with repentance and Buddhism. But just saying, no. That's not it. It's got more to it than that.
Yes, it's like it's like a husband who is cheating and he's caught and the wife says, this is wrong, and you say, I'm sorry. But tomorrow again, you go the same direction.
Okay.
And this is what God feels.
I'm reminded, Mfundis, I think I once saw something which were, repentance is not when you say sorry. Repentance is when you change. That's when you can know you've repented. Mfundis, talk to us quickly then about, after we've done this, what's the next step? How does Christ then respond to us coming back to him, saying we are sorry, we are remorseful, by dropping the acts that we have been doing? How does he respond to us?
Thank you so much. When you read 1 John chapter 9, chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, faith He is faithful to forgive all our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive all our sins. Mm. So when we come to Christ, we say we are sorry for what we have done and we will not repeat this. We have changed. We turn away. Remember when in the book of Solomon, when God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face. And then he says, and turn away from their wicked ways. Mm. Because they should be the turning point. So when we turn away from a wicked point, and then we come to Christ, and Christ hears our confessions, he is able to forgive us. Christ Jesus is so gracious. Mm. And God forgave man already at the cross of Calvary. When Jesus died, man received that grace, that justification. So all we need is to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, we are sorry. We have sinned again. So give us a second chance. Give us another chance. Actually, it's not even a second chance because we have sinned so many times. We say, give us another chance, Jesus, so that we may try to make it right. But this all is not in our power. There is Jesus who must act. The Holy Spirit must be able to act in our power. So when we confess, Jesus' part in our confession or in our repentance is he forgives us and accepts us back.
Okay.
He receives us. And again, we get that privilege of being called sons and daughters of.
Amen. Amen.
So he gives chances. He gives chances. And I'm saying that as I even try to drift to the second step, which is when we have repented, we have felt sorry for sin. We have confessed our sins and Jesus has received us. There is another thing that must be done. That's why I said the steps appear like the title says simple steps. Yet it's reality. This is not as simple as we can see it. Because now there is a part that says receiving a new life from Christ. Then how do I receive that new life from Christ? I have confessed my sins. I have repented. Jesus has forgiven me. There is now an act of believing.
Okay. Okay.
We need to believe. Number one, I want to say a point to say that number one, we need to believe when we pray to Jesus for forgiveness that Jesus has forgiven us.
Yeah.
Because there's a tendency when we do wrong and we pray and we are forgiven, Jesus has forgiven, but this sin keeps dancing and dangling in our faces and it makes us feel like God does not forgive. We need to believe that God forgives. And then the other thing is we also need to believe that we have believed in Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, the one given that man should have salvation, because he's the only link through which we can come back to God.
Okay.
When you read John chapter 1, verse 12, it will tell you, as for as many as those who believed on him, he gave them a right or authority or power. Or privilege.
Yeah.
To become the sons and daughters of God. So when we believe on Jesus Christ, he gives us a privilege again from sinners who man could think we will never again turn back to God. But then he gives us another opportunity to be called sons and daughters of God.
Amen. Amen. And I love Mfundisi, maybe just to jump in there, that perhaps this is where the simplicity is. I mean, when I was just listening closely to what you're saying, right from the get-go, this idea of the sin being taken away from our life, this pursuit of Christ, this repentance, this putting down of sin, this turning away from it, it's almost just like all we are doing is actually willing. We don't have the capacity nor the power. Everything is then almost coming from Christ. And I guess that's where the simplicity is, that we don't have to work. It's not like we need this superior strength, guys. You need to exercise so that you can come and drop out sin. It's all coming from Jesus.
Yeah, it's coming from Jesus. Salvation, basically salvation is in the hands of Jesus.
Yeah.
But then where we find it usually a problem practically is when you look at how the flesh wrestles with the issues of the spirit. That's where, if we are able to break that, then salvation is as simple as we can ever say.
Amen.
Because it's all about Jesus Christ.
Ah, that's
so
beautiful.
Our human sight is what is a problem.
But is it talk to us? Sorry, you were saying?
I was saying, if only we can be able to fight to deal with the issues of the flesh. The issues of the flesh are the ones that lead us astray, because we feel there is so much pulling, and in the end, we find ourselves on the other end. Though even if we go, Jesus Christ still stands and says, I died for you. Come and enter the gates of your Father.
Amen, amen. And I think the help that we are given by Christ is just so magnificent. I mean, there is no excuse to say, hey, I've been struggling even with the issues of the flesh, right? Because he says, I will help you with that. But is it talk to us then? I think that's the most important part that we want to hear, the last step there, how we can then live daily for Christ. How can we do that?
Living daily for Christ has a lot of parts that we can consider. Number one is living a prayerful life.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is living a devotional life, having Bible studies every time, and spending quality time with Jesus Christ so that we can bond even the more. Because the more we bond with Jesus Christ, the more we become a people who cannot find ourselves into sin most of the times.
Mm-hmm,
as
mm-hmm.
long as the bond between us and Christ is not strong, we can be tossed to and from. But if we are to make this salvation simple and simpler, actually, is when we bond with Jesus Christ.
All right, all
in
right.
short, when we are bound with Jesus Christ every time, we worship him, every time we speak to Jesus Christ, and we build that relationship by spending quality time with him, so that there is no space or room for another person to come in. I can give a practical example. It's like
yes,
a boyfriend
sir.
And girlfriend who do not spend time together, quality time together.
Mm.
If another guy comes and is spending quality time with the girl, there is possibility, high chances that the girl might fall for another person and forget this one, who is she. So the more we build the bond with Jesus Christ, that's how we can find salvation becomes simple. And I concur that salvation can be simple only if we create that huge bond.
I love
because
that.
Because that's our only connection. We have no other connection except through Jesus Christ. So our relationship with Jesus Christ in the simplicity of the salvation matters the most. Because when Jesus comes into me by living a devotional life, when I wake up, I pray to Jesus, I ask Jesus to come in my life. Mm-hmm. As I go wherever I'm going, it is possible that even when I am tempted, Jesus will fight for me because
yes.
he is in. Wherever I go, as long as Jesus is in my heart, even when we meet trials and temptations, it's the high chance is that we will overcome because Jesus is there to fight. But if the bond is not there and we find ourselves in places and Jesus is not there,
then it becomes difficult.
Then a practical example I can give on that is if you are not living a life of prayer, devotion, talking to Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus, I'm sure you can concur with me. Many people, when they go out and they hit themselves in a stone, the first thing that comes, it's not, oh my God, because Jesus is not present. Mostly there is a word that people would love to say, which is not in line with God, simply because we are having a relationship which is a distant relationship with Jesus. We need a bond with Jesus Christ. And the moment we have that bond, even if I step somewhere and I hate myself, the first thing will be, oh my God, because I have a bond with God. So this is kind of a bond that we need if salvation truly is going to be as simple as we are seeing it in the steps.
Amen. Amen. We pray that we can make it as simple as that. And Mfundisi, thank you so much for giving us this simple but not so simple steps. We can't wait for the joy that we receive in salvation tomorrow as we wrap up our lesson. But for today, thank you so much, Pastor Kaniza.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too, sir. There we go, my dear friends. And Mfundisi Wethu there, Pastor Khaliza, taking us through the steps of salvation. He says, that's what you need. That's all you need. They might be difficult, but all you need to do is to be willing. Christ will assist you. He's willing to help you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.